Martin, would you sort of say a few words to lend in the space and to introduce yourself to people who might not know you?
You mean Maciek or Marcin?
Sorry, Maciek.
Maciek.
Sorry.
Yeah, so my name is Maciek, and what should I say?
You should
I
say
have.
why you cut your hair since yesterday.
Why I'm here.
No, your hair, you cut your hair.
I cut out my hair.
Your hair.
I do it every couple of months to. It somehow kicks my box out of a comfort zone. So I did it in March the first time, and it helps me to stay in liquid state. So after our Sunday call, I decided it's time to do it again, to go into liquid state, because what happened on Sunday, it triggered me, and I decided to go and see what it is. So I'm here today to see why I want to be in the trainer path. Why really I want to be in the trainer path. And also what is my role in holding space for the trainer path in Poland. And I have stories which I want to just kill. So that's my background. Yeah. I also do expand the box trainings in Poland. And my story that I bring here is that I'm somewhere in between the worlds. So I'm somewhere in between the old game world of guild, of the trainer guild, and the trainer path here. So I'm too new for the old world, and I'm too old for the new world. I was invited to the guild exactly when it died. So I did my practice ETB in July. And then I don't know where I am. So this is why I'm here. And thank you for the invitation.
Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Somehow I would like to open a space of sharing or celebration. Some of us have been in training space in between, like recently, and so celebration and also announcements of the next training space or radio station podcast happening and that kind of thing. So yeah, just to sort of catch up where we've been in catch up from the spaces that we've been traveling into independently. Who would like to start? Catherine.
I have two celebrations from last week. I held space for my first paid space with several people, even my first paid space in PM anyway. I've never got money for anything. And it is a Gremlin exploration group. It was the pilot. For people who are not really close to PM, some of them are, some of them aren't. And it was on Thursday evening, and I will do a four-part, what you call that? Four-part
Series.
series. Let's say series, yes. On it very soon, and most of them will come back. So that's something to celebrate. Yeah. Yes, and the second thing is that I had my first really paid big weekend format. It was a mixture of all the game worlds I'm really playing in. So it was nature education, there was some work that reconnects, and there were a lot of distinctions from possibility management for, well, basically it was for 3 days, but it was on the weekend, was 2 days in the Black Forest, and it was for students who study social work.
Wow.
And it was great mixing all those things, those game worlds. Not mixing the game worlds, but mixing the tools.
Yeah.
Katrin, who was the owner of that space? Like who called the space together? Was it an organization?
Well, actually, I did, because I created a subject that they would call me in for.
Who's they?
It was about personal resources, and it was it is a kind of a university.
Thank you. Does it have a name?
Duale Hochschule Villingen-Schwenningen.
Vielen Dank.
Any translation for that?
Villingen-Schwenningen is the place. Yeah. Duale Hochschule Baden-Württemberg. Baden-Württemberg is also the place. And Duale Hochschule means that they are basically working in institutions with lots of target groups, and they come there only for a few months a year in order to get trained. So it was a train the trainers thing, and cool. I loved it.
Cool.
Yay.
Great.
To all the Hochschule filling and training and all.
I continue. I am already very, lots of anxiousness or fear, and also lots of joy, because in 1.5 hours, a little bit more than 1.5 hours, my first course starts with the students. And that's also the reason that I will go off pretty soon. That means that at 5 o'clock I will leave you. And yes, I'm really excited for tonight. So this is my news. And I know I shared it already last week, but it is starting today, so or tonight.
So. Okay, good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Can you fill me in which students?
This is medical students. It's the University of Basel, and it's a formal elective course, and it's counted with one European credit system point. So it's really recognized for the studies of medicine, and the course is called Self-Awareness, Self-Care. And we base it mostly on the tool. I will bring mostly the tools of possibility management, and also a little bit of mind. What is it?
Mindfulness.
Mindfulness, yes, and MBSR. And I have a colleague who is transaction analyst, and she read the book of Patricia Patz, the Gefühle Buch. And she wrote me almost every second day, I'm so excited, so many answers to all my questions of transaction analysis, and it's so great. And well, she's completely excited. So I see her for the first time now tonight with our first evening with the students. And yes, it is going to be really exciting. And the great experiment will be with all the Corona prophylaxis, because this is of course a major topic at the university and in the medicine. So I'm also a little bit, I really feel fear how we will do it with mask and stuff like that. And distance.
Ask me.
Oh, but it starts in 1.5 hours. So you did mask it too. Well, maybe we can.
Yes, no.
Yeah, okay. So maybe we can talk about this after check-in.
Thank you.
Before I leave.
Cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, speaking about different game worlds, I'm in the Bildungsstätte, which is called Education Center in the Forest. And actually there should be people from four different countries, but they couldn't come, like, yeah, because of the current situation, from the Ukraine, Uzbekistan, Italy, and Sweden. And now we are doing it online. It's super interesting. Today they had a interview their task was to have an interview situation where they are activists of sustainability and how they would talk to a politician and what would a politician reply. We did some role play and stuff like that. And next week I will go to Portugal. I'm super excited about that for village weaving. And the week after I'll be back in Berlin to be at the primary school. And it's a primary school where they have a lot of trouble because of bullying and stuff like that. And yeah, I will experiment with them about feelings and which feelings are okay, which are not okay, and what feelings get punished. Like, what kind of feelings am I allowed to express? Which kind of feeling? Like to treat them as experts of school system and to make interviews with them to hear in which way school system is affecting their behavior. Yeah, that's what I'm about the next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yay.
So I'm sad that I'm not in Portugal now. And yes. And a lot of things are happening. We got a new ETB rolling, and we have 17 people already in Miami in a couple of weekends. And I'm experimenting with last ETB. We thought of empowering like three people from the group to create a possibility team, and we are experimenting with holding space to with these little groups so they can hold the space for the possibility team, and it feels like getting into these rings, creating or connecting people with teams and with circles, and I feel very excited about that, and it feels very grounded because people are have a job to do in their team, there is something that they are called to do. So that is really great. And I started working with a community in New York City, and yes, Clinton, thank you about you sent me a few guidelines, and I'm bringing a lot, a few questions, and it's going great. The first meeting I was very, very scared because I know the community and there's a lot of stuff. It's a community, is a can of worms. There is so much history and so many stories, and especially with, to know a little bit about it, it's just like, I was afraid of being caught in my own stories about the community. And we had the first meeting with seven people, like the central people of the community, last Sunday, and it was great. And I'm very excited about it. It's like working it at in another terrain, when working with a community. Mm-hmm. It's very different than any other kind of group. Yeah. So I will look for a lot of support for all of you.
Cool. And Patricio, I wanted to say that also connect with Anna Norimbuena, because yes. she, yeah, She works in TUI and she's lived in community, and so she was involved in the stories and then stepped out and could work with them. And
yeah,
so she would be a great support.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, to go next.
I want to say that I'm want to celebrate that the online Expand the Box, it already has three participants in Portuguese, the one in Portuguese. So it's anyway, if there's only one person, it's going to run. But it's almost all of the things are complete, so it's kind of ready to go. And I've also committed to 18 participants to be in the next Expand the Box in Portugal, in Sintra. So that is going to happen 2 weeks from tomorrow. And what I'm also celebrating is that the house that, like, this place that I am in, and that Aunt Chloe is in, and Clinton's in, and Sofia Magdalena and Gabriela Clara and Tanya are in. It's one of the headquarters, let's say, of Possibilica, the nomadic nano nation. And I'm glad that it can be in this place. And I want to invite you all to come here.
Where is it?
In the north of Lisbon in Portugal, for now, in Ericeira, in a beach town called Ericeira.
Ericeira.
Yes. Joana has also tasted the...
You know where it is, Joana.
Yes. Yes, I know.
You know how to get there, yeah?
Yes.
Cool.
It's not a great area.
It's like a co-working, co-living, radical responsibility world here.
Welcome back to Portugal.
To Possibilica.
Oh, yeah.
Not Portugal. It's not Portugal.
I want to celebrate the holding of the first Trainer Path Portugal call yesterday alone. We were seven in the space and it was very scary. I opened the space with a huge process. They were not getting at all where I was going with that, and they were afraid to commit to something they didn't know about. And it was a huge step for committing since the beginning to the trainer path. And I feel so glad that they all made that jump for themselves, especially.
Joana, can you say the process a little bit about the five levels?
So this was Anna, Noor and Benna. I guess this is how you say. She did a start over meeting with the Trainer Path New Zealand. And she discovered that was very helpful to bring people together in a process of sharing the five levels of responsibility. So there's five kinds of Trainer Path, New Zealand or Portugal or Poland. With the first one is 0% of responsibility. So it's a trainer path where you avoid any kind of responsibility. The second is the one that you have child level of responsibility and all the consequences that there is to be part of that. You have adult level of responsibility, high level and radical level of responsibility. And so there was a bit of confusion between high level, and then one person raises the hand in my experience in the high level, and then she thought it was the last. So she missed the radical. So she could also make another voting. And there was one person also that in the first time he raises the hand on the radical level, and then the second part he didn't raise it because fear came into the middle of the decision. And then after take care of their fears and listen to them, so we could all take the radical level of responsibility. And then we did the process also of why I cannot commit to you. And why do I need you in my village? And I feel it brought really a grounding chord for the ones that were there. And there are some people that came later, and I had a commitment with 3 minutes time. I don't allow anyone to come in, and I kept that promise to the space.
Cool.
There was a lot. There was a lot. I was in fear, but I knew the purpose of holding the tension and holding that fear consciously in the space. So, and that was great. I had feedback from Amba, from Dor, from people that didn't went to the meeting. They were full of excuses. And I said, yeah, it was not about having excuses to the space. It was, or compensating somehow. There was someone trying to compensate by not being in the call. I was like, okay, I invite you to make a call about and share with me and the group, how are you responsible, fully responsible by not coming to the meeting, for example. So already giving ways of being radical responsible. Yes, so this is one, and very fresh. It's the Meta Conversa is the podcast in the radio station Lusofonica with Clinton and then Chloe this morning. And Vera was also in the space. More people from DTB and labs were also in the space. And it was about extraordinary relationships, archetypal love, and intimacy journeys. And it was beautiful. I haven't slept today thinking about what I was asking about. And yeah, it's something that is filling me with a different kind of energy and aliveness. And I'm very grateful that you were here together with me to create that space with such matrix. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the space holding.
I'm going to jump on that on the radio station this morning because it was, I was trying to figure out what happened when we were driving back in the car to the house here. And what I noticed reading with your space holding, Joanna, is that you had no resistance to what we were bringing. So we could go as far as we wanted. And I noticed the difference with other interviewers who, what are we saying, they're breaking their box and they're trying to stop us. Clinton, I think, can you mute yourself? I think there's an echo.
Yes.
Okay. And I felt there was just this free space to speak and explore and discover. And even if we didn't see the listeners, I felt totally connected to the listeners. And I was really picturing them in the car and listening or, you know, doing the experiment that we really offered. And so thank you so much for opening that space. And somehow it felt very timely and really writing the liquid states of both the ETB and the lab. And in the lab, I mentioned it a little bit in the study group yesterday, but it was really somehow about, we did the underworld process and distilling the bright principles and lots of like frying pans with the masculine and the feminine and relationship and the really the ordinary relationship and extraordinary and archetypal and really having all three worlds and all three domains of love and a village coming together with this commitment to be in teams. It was really about how can we continue the work? What are the experiments? Where are the teams? Where are the train of paths? So many people were turned on that even after one ETB or one lab, they could already start their path, the train of path. And so most people who were in those trainings, they don't have a train of path local where they are, so they've joined the train of path Portugal because they were meeting here in Portugal and Joanna was a space holder. So we have, there's a guy from England in the train of path Portugal and Emba from Switzerland. And I find it really cool that it doesn't have to be so linear of you live in Switzerland, you have to be in the train of path Switzerland. And it is just, I think also what you were saying, Patrizio, it's those team coming together, those circle also mixing and in the people wanting to hold space for each other. And that's what I really take out from this lab, space holders, ed worker, trainers in the making. For the short stories, the other stories. Is there one or two more? Yeah, Vera.
I also want to celebrate because and Chloe did a process in the lab that was to bring the weak part of ourselves, of myself and other people in the group, and integrate them back. And it really shifted my relationship with Joana Cruz. It was so healing and powerful. And it also totally changed the way that I was space holding the call in the trainer path, Brazil. And I became more vulnerable and put myself, like I realized how much I was using, somehow being this kind of persona of being a trainer, this identity of being a trainer I was still using it to block being vulnerable in the space. Mm-hmm. And so I put my poop on the table on the Trainer Path Brazil. And then I got feedback from everyone. So it was, thank you, Ancloe.
How did you call it, Vera, the part, the what part?
Calling the weak part.
The weak.
Yeah, calling back the weak part, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Anna.
Celebrating my team is growing and I have a workshop in Hamburg again on the weekend. That's me.
Come on, you have to give us a little juice about what the workshop is about. Are you getting paid?
Yeah. Yes, I get paid. And depending on how many people, it will be quite a lot. We will be talking about like communication is the big topic and what is actually happening when we hear something. So there's a German sentence, Schatz, wir müssen reden. So darling, we have to talk. And most people go like, so now comes something. And we want to see what actually is, everything is happening after someone said something. What is then actually our area where we can change what we receive. Yeah.
Cool. I wanted to say, Anna, did you know that Tanya is moving to close to Zeg? So you'll be not so far from Potsdam in November, December, January. So.
Okay, cool.
So I want to celebrate also, and I just last week I finished my fifth workshop with Men in the Forest. So it was like 5-6 days workshop, and it started in June, and it finished last week. So it was like quite a long trip. So I spent in forest with men like a month this summer. Together, and it was actually great. So I was doing it with cooperation with a friend who was doing like the body work and the forest work, and I was doing possibility management, so like for feeling centering. This time I'd done the box being initiation, which was wow, it was really cool, and so basically feelings work and yeah, a lot of this.
How many men is the circle out there?
How many men in every workshop?
In this last workshop, yeah.
Last one was like 8 men, but actually like it varied from 13 men to 8 men. So like the biggest one, like 13, and this one was 8, more or less was quite something like that. And next week starts the workshop with Michael, men's workshop with Michael Putner, I don't know how to say it. And it will be like, for now it's like 19 men, so it's like cool, yeah. and I think it would be like 20, which is the maximum, which I organized this workshop. So it's really cool. And on this Friday, we start a first man possibility team live in Wrocław.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so that means they were all different men, every time different group?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, wow.
So all together we made like 60 men, like in the
club. Where did they came from?
I don't know, but it's working. So yeah, so I'm
oh,
there.
Cool.
And in the meantime, like on Saturday, I'm doing the second angrier workshop with men. So it's also the next 20 men. So yeah.
Great.
This is cool.
And some of them were coming back since you're giving different distinctions and different subjects.
Yeah, like most of the men which will be in this workshop with Michal, they were at those forest workshop, like most of them. Mm-hmm. And like some of came back to anger workshop after the forest workshop, and they like still they are like interested with the work. So yeah,
and I think two of them came to ETB after your work.
So like exactly,
so it works.
Cool. We've mentioned Marcin, your workshops to the men in we had the exact number of men and women
in
the possibility lab, and I really, for the men, I encourage them to reach out to you, and you speak English, so I know that you could, even if they don't speak Polish, you could also hold space for them if they would join. So yeah, we're sending men your way.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And I just wanted to say, actually, it started when Clinton sent me this email with the interview with Ian McKenzie, and I just saw that there's this mythic mask, and I started to listen to it. I need to work with men. And this is how it started, actually. So, yeah.
So cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd just like to celebrate that we've, with this powerful team of, well, actually surrounded by a powerful team of witches, we were able to pull off and expand the box training that was about full for the space, and also a whole possibility village lab with 26 people in the space. So the space was maxed out. We had people sleeping on mattresses and in vans and other places, even in hotels nearby. And this whole place, this mysterious outland called Poland, is really a strong influence on both of those spaces in terms of this. I don't know how they got trained up or how they even were introduced to possibility management. I seriously think it's Maciek's magic at work over there for years. Maciek, can you say how long you've been working in possibility management in Poland? How long?
Almost 3 years, yeah. So late 2017, I met Marcin and he went to you to get the ETB.
Yeah.
This is how it started.
Okay.
So I would say it's the two of us that started this.
Okay. So yeah. Marcin and Maciek, you two guys have done, it's like, I don't know, but the these Polish people come over and and it's so wild because it's a different language. It's a different kind of English that they speak. And it's a different, there's a seriousness in it and also a clarity in it. And also there's this humor in it. There's this big humor. So it's wonderful to have a completely new catalyst from Poland showing up in the Expand the Box and labs in Europe. And I think it opens this huge door for some healing process at the country level between the different countries. So, and it was just fantastic to be enlivened by the Polish influence and have everybody there from Israel and from just different countries all over were coming from in there and Switzerland. And towards the end of the possibility lab, almost everybody who didn't have one grabbed an archetypal lineage talisman. And I was so excited that people started getting the value of that and starting to knock on the door for their archetypal lineage and say, hello, I'm preparing myself to jack in. And I just was really touched by that. So that was very cool. Yay. Thank you.
So you need more talismans?
Soon.
My talisman came back. It was at the Goldsmiths for almost 1 year.
Oh. And it's back together?
It's back together. It was broken.
Yeah.
Can you bring it closer to the screen so we can see it?
So it's here.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's about time. So because I'm really preparing to become a trainer, and I went through the list of all the things which are going to be a consequence. And then I said, okay, the consequences for me right now be to give as many of emotional healing spaces as possible. So I jack in, I jump in every possibility, and today is my 50s of 1,000.
Yay!
And for tomorrow, I have another 3. Wow. So, and I couldn't have thought about becoming a trainer even in March or April. And it's because of the being part of this trainer path and being encouraged by you, I start imagining myself of a trainer. And I also want to thank, I have a great team. It's a team of 5. We are meeting every week, sometimes 2 or 3 times a week. It's Patricio and Katrin and Jennifer and Julia from New Zealand. And so we are plowing through the gremlin issues and money issues and issues of femininity sometimes. And this is really a great team, and I owe them much encouragement. And out of this also comes my next project. So together with Julia, we are going to have a gremlin club with gremlin empowerment and maybe gremlin enmeshment exercises for people who are on the second phase of gremlin work. That's the working title.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I have also a team with Martina, and we are offering a new process which is based on the journey into the mountain or journey to Gaia. And we found out some new things, and we are offering this online. Hopefully somebody comes to make this process.
Yeah, there is somebody. Somebody can.
We're doing it in German, Susanne.
Oh, okay. We can do it in English.
Okay.
Martina, what?
Are you ready, Susanne?
Yes.
Okay.
Excuse me, I want to jump in here. Jordis and I want to leave, and I want to come back in 5 minutes. So just that you let me in, please, Aunt Chloe. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, so bye everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Yudis. Bye-bye. Good luck.
Bye.
Have fun.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, I want to say that I'm not at home. I am at Maren Heisenberg's place in the Erzgebirge in Germany. It's a very special place where the surface of the earth turned around so that all the metal and the stuff that is normally down under is on the surface so that they can't eat what they are gardening, for example. It's a special place, and I'm in her house, and I asked her if she wants to make this process with me tonight, this travel to Gaia combined with a emotional healing process, and I'm glad because she said yes, and so we will see how that works and how that goes. And I want to celebrate that.
Martina and Susanne, can you do this online, or does it have to be a physical process.
Yeah, we thought about that. We think that we could experiment with that. We could try to do that online.
Can the Trade Path Global be your guinea pigs?
Yes.
Would you offer it in this space?
Yes, I say yes, Susanne. What do you say? Yes, good idea. Great idea.
Cool.
I'm full of fear. Oh no.
Okay, I have another proposal, an extra proposal. It would be more for you, Susanne, and also Patrizio. And I would love to have a call, which would be about maybe some exercise or the report or some practices that you figured out in the Gremlin Club.
Yeah.
You have a Gremlin Club call.
Yes, let's do it. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So just pick a date and yeah.
Okay.
You can take notes again.
Susanne, this is just a side thing, but can you see Vera's archetypal lineage talisman? You see where she's wearing it?
Ah, yes. It's too low. Yes, I know. It has. Okay. I have to fix the thing. It's too. Okay. I don't know. I have to bring it back. It should be here, isn't it?
Yeah,
exactly. Or here it feels right.
Yeah, exactly. Good. I just wanted to make sure you knew. Cool. Thank you.
Thank you. Maybe I make some knot.
I knew you could figure it out.
Anything else from anybody else?
I want to celebrate something with you. Together with Emilia, who was here in the path, we are putting together an eco village that would be based on possibility management.
Wow.
What? Where?
In Poland.
Wow.
And in the beginning, it was not meant to be a possibility management village. It just turned out that more than half of people are already in the context. And these are the people who really want to do it. So more and more it becomes a radical responsibility context village. And I'm really glad about it. So the evolutionary in me says, yeah, I hoped it would be like this. And now I can officially say.
And we have a call about that soon, right? Vera's working out a call. Cool.
Yes, I didn't reply to the email, but yes.
Cool.
Great.
And where will it be, Maciek?
We don't have the place yet. We are putting the people together first. So okay. it will be in Poland, but hopefully the west of Poland. So we are close to Berlin and so on.
I would love to participate in that call if that's possible, Maciek.
Yes.
Okay.
So we will send a date around.
Okay.
It would be Monday. But I'm really excited because for me, what really is important is putting this in practice. So bringing people together and really seeing the outcome. What happens when you put the context in work?
Yeah, so
is the consciousness in action, really, the part in action that is important for me. So, and we had 17 people, 17 adults in the first meeting. So hopefully there'll be five of them that will really do it. And yes, Clinton. We don't have them yet.
Okay. Good. That's good. You'll need them, man.
For a moment, you were saying, I'm triggered. It's like, yes, this is emotional joy. I always wanted to play like this with people.
No. Sorry. No.
Yes.
No. Sorry, I just wanted to... Can I have a do-over?
Cool.
Yes, so my job is to really find the tools that we need to do it well, to have clarity and really to make it meaningful, make it extraordinary. So this is part of the liquid state.
Yeah,
because I don't know how to do it. So.
Mm. Cool.
And I'm really glad I can celebrate this with you. Thank you.
Marcin, are you a candidate?
No.
Okay.
So we were supposed to talk this morning on the phone, and we haven't yet.
Okay.
Which we will do, I think, when we finish. Yes.
Okay. Huh. We've had Eva in the lab here. She declared it.
Yes, she's part of it.
Yeah, it was great. Cool. There's a couple of spaces that I want to travel in with you today. I would like the call to be an hour and a half to end in 43 minutes. Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah.
Instead of ending at 5.
Yeah, I can stay half an hour more.
Yeah, me too. I have a date.
Does it usually end at 4:30? I'm missing the...
No, for me it's work.
Okay, we're going for 45 minutes more, and if you need to leave in half an hour, just go ahead. So there was a request from Anna because a couple of weeks ago we made a date also with Gabriela about bringing this conversation about who are the spaceholder of the Train of Path Local and how are this proposal made and the offers of who's holding space for the Train of Path Locals. And so I just want to report a little bit about what happened. And we had an Infinity Ring Train of Path spaceholder on Sunday. And I just want to make a short report about the local space, the local Train of Paths into this conversation. So Joanna already mentioned that she had the first meeting for the Train of Path Portugal that is emerging out of the ETB in the lab, and also the commitment, the work that you've done before and weaving the people before, also Joanna. So that's one local Train of Path, and Vera is co-space holding or supporting Joanna holding this Train of Path Portugal. And then there's a report from the Train of Path New Zealand where they had this start over call that Joanna mentioned to recontextualize the Train of Path New Zealand into radical responsibility when it was not really clear before. And out of that, one person seems to have left this team of spaceholder. So right now it seems like it's Anna Norambuena, Tristan Goodwood, and Julia Newman. So I think most of you have met all three. So they are holding space for the Train of Path New Zealand. And what it seems like, it's that they're consolidating, like becoming a team before starting to invite people in, which is what the Train of Path North America has done for almost a couple months now, of this work of becoming a team and clarifying the context and the bright principles and the shadow or the underworld. Have you started this also?
Yeah.
And the codex, and it seems like now there's people gravitating, and the next step is how to bring inviting people in. Mm-hmm. And I felt really glad to hear the report from Jennifer that also you've had this call, not just a spaceholder, but also the possible people joining the Train of Path, having this call with Anette and Paul, and navigating this difficult conversation, and let's say full of sadness and anger and fear, how to bridge this world between their game world and what is going on. Like really the exciting, for me, the evolution of the Train of Path America and how the whole American actually field, you know, are showing up now. I don't know if it's the liquid state of where America is, but you guys have full ETBs, and I know people are wanting to come to labs and are just waiting for their next step. So, and is there anything else, Patricio, from the report of the local?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a good report. And I was not in this call, and I have fear about this. We're going to have another call, and maybe I have a question about, you know, possibilities, especially with, you know, with this call and what can be possible. It seemed very difficult. Yeah.
You mean the call with Paul and Anette?
Paul and Anette, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm letting people go in the stairway. Here we go. I wanted to clarify just about
the infinity ring, the call we had on Sunday is the infinity ring call of the trainer path spaceholders. And when there's more than one spaceholder for a trainer path local, we ask there's one representative who comes to that call and report how it goes and maybe brings up questions. And so for right now, Joanna is representing Portugal, Ana Norambuena is sitting for New Zealand, and Jennifer is sitting for the North America. And, you know, Sofia Magdalena is missing here in this call, and she was in the Infinity Ring Trainer Path Spaceholders, and also really opening this space for the Trainer Path Germany. And so really, she has a group now of 8 people really wanting to join the Trainer Path Germany, and also have mentioned Susanne and Martina being also co-spaceholders or really supporting her in this task of taking a stand for the Trainer Path Germany. So that's a report from her side. And the offer is, if you know, if any of you is wanting to move into space holding for Trainer Path, any Trainer Path local, then the representative in this infinity ring can change. So it's just one person from this group of space holders. So whenever, you know, that's also I wanted to make that clear. Patrizio, when one of you guys say, hey, I wanna join in, yeah, and you can negotiate with Jennifer and.
Yeah, I want to say that is really a delicious space right now, you know,
which space?
The North American Trainer Path, you know, like really supportive and a lot of discovery and a lot of joy of being together and keep going.
Cool. And I also want to report on, because that was one of the questions that came up 2 weeks ago. This is why I'm reporting about the Trainer Path locals, about the Trainer Path Poland, and we had a conversation, really short conversation on Sunday. And I will say something in Magic if you want to share how it landed in you. It seems that now the next step for the Trainer Path Poland would be to have to bringing maybe 1, 2, or 3 more space holders, to create a team of space holders like in North America and in Portugal and in Germany, to hold space for Trainer Path more as a team than just one person. And the proposal is in 3 weeks to have a wisdom council with the infinity ring of the Trainer Path space holders, with the potential people who are committed or interested to commit to become space holders for the Trainer Path Poland. So this is the next step. And Maciek, if you want to add anything to this, go ahead.
We haven't met yet in our team, so it's I think there is still some work, some cleaning up to do before we actually go into the Wisdom Council, unless we want to make this space a frying pan, which would be a different space. But I think we need frying pan before we start putting the team together. So perhaps, and my idea was to just invite everybody who would be in the team, just to meet and have a frying pan anyway. So now I'm wondering whether to do it before the Wisdom Council or not. But
yeah, my proposal is, or instead of naming it either the Frying Pan or Wisdom Council, is we meet, and when we meet, we see what is necessary. And if we mm-hmm. need to move into a frying pan, then we just move into that. And so okay. We don't have to name it beforehand.
All right, so we just meet, and then the space is open for whatever is necessary. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I can add the advantage of meeting with the more of the bigger group instead of just you guys is that, especially in the Wisdom Council format, there's just more intelligence, more skill, more life experience, mm-hmm. more compassion. That's what we're finding. So it's a more held space with a bigger, I don't know how to say it. It's a richer space. It has more intelligence. So that's the value of it.
Good. So, so we will just invite everybody who might be in the circle, in the spaceholder circle, to the Sunday meeting in 3 weeks' time.
Great.
And then we move on.
Cool. Okay. So Anna, does that sort of complete the communication? Is there anything else that you would want to bring up about this?
No, and for me it was important to know what happened because it was kind of an agreement and then it didn't take place. So for me it was important to ask why.
Great, thank you. Yeah, it came really organically in the Intimacy Cafe. We started to meet up, and so it just came up while we were being together. Okay, anything else? Yeah, Catherine.
Just the question, why infinity ring? What is it? Maybe I have missed it when I was away.
Yes, it is in a Taurus, like possibility management is shaped as a Taurus. And so it's a circles of circles. And we were trying to find a name. Marcin, would you mute your microphone? Thank you. We were trying to find a name for the people who are space holders for different parts of the game world. So for example, there's an infinity ring that is for the whole game world of possibility management. And those are the people who take care of different jobs that the game world of possibility management needs to grow, to be maintained. So for example, who takes care of the website, who sends out the newsletter, who sends out the Spark, who's the space holder for the Spark translation. And then part of that is the trainer path. And so the trainer path is a whole circle by itself. And so the space holders for the different trainer path meet in this infinity ring. And it's a way of being connected and being woven, and having also the space holders have particular questions, and we can keep the connection between the different local trainer paths. And another way that this connection happens is this trainer path global would, like, anybody who's in a trainer path local have their own, so they have their own WhatsApp group. So there's a WhatsApp group Portugal, Brazil, Germany is going to start up, and then North America. And anybody who's in a local trainer path could come to this call and meet up people from different trainer paths. But this wouldn't be their main source of food and meeting. Does that answer?
I was just interested in the word infinity ring. So it's like a key chain on a key ring on which there are other rings connected with it. Mm. I'm talking picture.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Another word, another name for this function that was bounced was the janitor, or the people who the toilet cleaners, basically. So, which also has a circle. And so instead of putting toilet cleaners, we said infinity ring.
They need a big key thing with a lot of keys on it too. Old fashioned ones, at least. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Any other questions or comments or considerations about this reshaping, this sort of movement of the whole game world of trainer paths?
Vera. Yes.
Oh, I am really glad because, you know, I think we've had this year alone about five or six reshapings of the trainer path. And I've never been in a game world in an organization like this. All organizations that I've been in are so fixed. They're so stuck. And this one, it seems it's not... it just responds to the things that are needed, and they're already happening. Empowering the movement is already happening. And so I just want to kind of reflect this more obviously, and that I'm really glad that we are evolving, and the trainer path evolves as well.
Thank you. Marcin, you had something.
Yes, I wanted to ask, what's the Wisdom Council?
Yes, the Wisdom Council is a Taurus technology decision-making or group intelligence gathering process that we've invented or discovered in the Trainer Path lab in August in Germany, where there was a question about Yurdis and Andreas delivering their practice ETB now and together. So there was a plan for them to deliver it 2 weeks after the Trainer Path lab, a practice ETB together. And actually the whole group had questions or consideration over how does this really work? Does this really serve the game world, the whole game world of possibility management and the Trainer Path? And so instead of having, we were trying to figure out how to bring that in the group intelligence. And the Wisdom Council works that there's two circles, one inside of another. The inner circles, there's a space holder, the people who have a consideration, and then the people who are the consideration, let's say. So there's the both parties. And then each person who are being considered with a question can bring a cohort. So they bring a support, somebody in the chair. So there's often about 7-8 chairs in the middle, and there's an empty chair that is called the empty chair that anybody from the outer circle can come in and speak either for themselves, for a lineage, for example, either evolutionary, game world builder, guardian, or village weaver, or as Gaia, or as, you know, if it's a project on the land, they can speak for the land or for the trees, or as the wind, or they don't have to speak only in their name to bring the intelligence. And it's this process where the consideration are brought up and the group intelligence is brought up to see what would be the best next step. And often the result of it is different from the idea that anybody had in the first place. So, for example, in the first place with Yurdis and Andreas, there was this question of, are they ready to deliver a practice, expand the box? That was the consideration. And the result was, yes, we have a go if they deliver it individually. So instead of delivering it together where they can hide behind each other or only do the processes which they're comfortable with, if they do it alone, then they have a true experience and they know that they can deliver the whole expand the box by themselves. And then they can do it with a partner, but they know that if they have to deliver it alone, they can. And then Yurdis delivered it alone. She committed to that 2 weeks later with Dagmar as her trainer team, and she got a go. And so it was a success really for the whole trainer path and the whole game world of possibility management. And Andreas is in this liquid state about whatever, it opened up this door for him about what is it really that he wants to do? What is it really that he wants to deliver? So this is the Wisdom Council.
Thank you very much for the answer. And the second question is, because I have an assumption that I will be invited to this thing as from the magic set. So, and you said it will be in 3 weeks. So like, is it possible to make it a different date because I cannot in 3 weeks, and I have assumption that Obata also will be invited and she also will not be there. So
okay. Magic, would it work for you to have a doodle because you have the contact with the people that you can think are in the team, and so we can find a date that works for most people in Poland? Yeah?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Great.
I have a question to the Wisdom Council. Is that an idea to do that with children, like to treat them like experts, like a collective intelligence, whatever, with their problems that they create for themselves?
I would say go for it, experiment, yeah, and let us know what the result of it. There was really, I wanted to say that when you were saying about working in the primary school, here in the lab, there was 4 or 5 people who had this commitment to be working with children. And so it seems like there's a whole field. Also, there's a group from the study group that is called Possibility Parent. I think you're in that group, Habet. Yeah. And so, okay, there's a whole new field of discovery of possibility management or next culture thoughtware with children. And I think you've been experimenting and people independently have been experimenting, but it might turn out to be a whole research field. Yeah.
Yeah, and it would also be really amazing if the main space holders, maybe even everybody in both circles, were children. If they could get how the procedure goes, you know, they know how to play soccer. You know, it's a complicated game. They can come together and they play the game. Well, this is just another game, and it's not any more complicated than that. So they could throw together a double circle, wisdom circle. They know who the players are. They know how to use the chair, how everything works. And it would be amazing to empower them with that. That'd be cool.
I think what is important is that those two circles are there, because those circle has a very big symbolic meaning. And I think it wouldn't work if it was not this two circles. So if you try other person or children or dogs or trees, I don't know, but I think you have to take those two circles. That is important to do that.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Vera, you had something?
Yeah, I had two hints for Habet. Well, one is that I'll send a link to a school that uses a different, it's not really Wisdom Council, but it's similar, that the children themselves have assemblies where they deal with their own, they decide what they're gonna learn, and they deal with the stuff that's happening in their lives in school, in this like unschool school. And the other thing was, I saw also the Wisdom Council being applied to explore questions that are very complex for communities. So for example, Clinton and Chloe and I were in Schloss Larisegg, and they had a major question that could restructure the whole community. And so
Can you say what the question was?
Yeah, the question was actually had to do with a school. They wanted part of the community that is involved in creating this school and managing a school, a local school that is based in Schloss Larisegg, was wanting to expand for about 100 kids expand really a lot. And that would change the whole dynamic of the community. So the space that they would have for workshops and retreats and things would change completely. So it would restructure how the business of Schloss Larisegg is, and then also the social life and who, all the roles would be different. So we used the Wisdom Council to start having the conversations to find new possibilities, even from people who didn't seem that they were directly involved. They had really great ideas that nobody had thought of, because they're not usually invited for that conversation, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, anything else about this, the train of path, locals, global? And okay, Anna, you were gonna, what was up for you?
No, I just had a question prepared after your invitation.
Yeah.
And I don't know if when you're finished, I would love to put that in the space.
Great. So the next, the offer that I had, and it can be the beginning of a regular space that we can open about, the invitation is to have those question of, we might have held a space and something didn't work. So either with a client, either in a big, as a space holder for a trainer circle, but also a workshop or talk. And the question of, when this happened, how can I handle it? What can be other possibility that I can handle this situation or this emotion coming up? And so I will still want to do this for about 15 minutes. and to offer that possibility as a regular space when those questions come up. Because this is also why the value of meeting as trainers is those questions come up when we are space holders, and this, and then we have the group of intelligence of other space holders. So here we go, Anna.
I'm sad to leave, but I'm excited about the recording.
Okay. Thank you. Bye, Habit.
Bye.
So my feedback I got in the last weeks is it's a great space and everybody's happy in the end. And in the beginning, they always want more warm-ups. So they say that it's too diving too fast too deep. So, and then I don't want to have them too comfortable, so, on the other hand. So, yeah, but my question is, how can I give them an open space to be willing to dive? Yeah.
Can you give us a little bit more the context, Anna, of how long it is, the workshop, and exactly what you were offering?
Yeah, it's 2 hours. And like in one moment we started with I feel in my body and then a feeling comes up, sort of introducing, and then I said okay, and I wanted to do completion loops with them, and they said no, this is too personal, and I was like just to choose a topic that is not finished, and they always want the back door to just talk about the neighbor's dog.
And is it a regular group or?
Yeah, we meet once a week for 2 hours.
It's a possibility team.
Yeah.
I have an offer. I have a proposal. Is, for example, completion loop. It is a 2.5 hour session on the second day in a 5-day ETB, on the second day of the ETB. And people are already woven together, and so it totally matches into the field of, okay, we're diving into what's really going on. And in possibility team, I would offer to bringing more experimentation instead of exercises, where you know how it goes, for example, and everybody else doesn't know how it goes. And so it'd be more about scanning who they are, like what is their, you're offering probably like 15 steps ahead. And that's when they say it's too much, instead of offering the next step. So it would be for you to be closer to scan to where they are right now. Mm-hmm. And already for people to say what they feel, it's so natural for us. It's so much part of our culture. But for people out there in the world, it is like unbelievable. It is so personal, so scary. So already that is scary. So, you know, you could do, I remember in the possibility team in Ravensburg to do centering exercises in the beginning was always, people loved it. People somehow was really like, because it is intimate where your center is. And at the same time, it's not so much sharing the poop. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have also, I mean, if you meet with them every week, don't be afraid of repetition. You know, it's just like go with the same thing again and again, and maybe like the following week you can go a little bit deeper and wider, you know. So think, don't think about a different thing for every week, but start like exploring something. Like if you are going to explore communication, go with that, you know, for a couple of months, and you can bring, you know, like the different kinds of speaking, the different kinds of listening, and then maybe after 2 months you can bring in completion loops, you know, and just stay with that, you know. And also my offering is that for a possibility team, I go with what I really want to learn for me, what I really want to explore. You know, it's like not with something that I know already how it goes, but, you know, something that it's really happening for me in my life. You know, so I go with my question, you know, to the possibility team.
Can you give an example, Patricio, a couple of questions?
Yeah, like for example, right now I'm going to meet with people and I have the question about decision making, you know, and like how people are looking for consensus in the way that they communicate with each other. You know, and I'm not sure what I'm going to do, but this, you know, this for example, these things, you know, that people say, can we agree on this, or would you like to, you know, so bring context to the way that we communicate and the way that some of our offerings come from not wanting to take responsibility or not wanting to expose ourselves or something like that, you know? So for me, that's a question and it's in my mind and I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but this is what I want to bring, you know, and I will bring context and then, you know, I will explore as much as everybody in the team. Yeah.
Thank you.
I want to say that for me, it sounds like a little bit like, because you are the space holder, is that right, Anna? You are the space holder? So you are the space holder, but you are not the person that has to do the big magic. I mean, you can, you know, the person that pulls the rabbit out of the hat, you can do that, but you don't have to do that every day. So what I want to say is that everybody has the responsibility for that space, and perhaps you can just give that responsibility into the space and see what happens.
And I just can I just add one thing about what Martina said is because if you're holding energetically, also being the only one responsible, then you're attackable. Then you're the one who tells us how it goes or what to do, and. You know, they can say, well, that didn't work for me. Like the box and Grumman can come in, but when you put the responsibility back in the space and it's this team experiment, then that part, you disarm that part of them.
And I like to add in how important it is to continue over and over, like Patricio says, to have a conversation about the purpose of the group. Because it's difficult for people at the beginning to appreciate the extraordinariness and the value of the extraordinary context of a possibility team. And unless it keeps putting it on the table, what do we mean context? What are distinctions? And it's not about rules. You know, people get so caught up in that, oh God, you're making all these rules. It's not fun anymore. And it's more about making it an extraordinary space for invention and for actually showing up even more and exploring. And as the deeper you set, you can more clearly bring the context into the space, the more certain people will get excited about it. And it doesn't mean, like every now and then somebody might leave. But what happens is if you deepen the context of the possibility team, this will make it possible for people who are on the outside going, ah, now it's interesting. Mm. Now it's interesting. Before it was too ordinary, nice, waste of time. It's not a social club. This is a space where people can actually explore together and develop things and help each other and bring group intelligence out. So it's really about once a month or every few times having a partial conversation about what it is that you're doing together, clarifying your purpose.
What works as well is, well, for me, if I look back on all the teams I did, there is a pattern in it, and it is checking in with feelings in the beginning, everybody checking in, but also I always have a second check-in question that not only me, also other people who are holding space in that team. And this second question goes into the context of what we are exploring that day. And I always have something that I prepare. I have a whole list of subjects and I have one that I prepare. And ever now and so often, all those check-ins turn out that we can use a different experiment better because it's in the room, in the space. So what works for me is having this list of experiments, just because I keep forgetting them, all of them. And sometimes we make them up and it works. So I take the check-ins, then set the context for the experiment, and then we go with the experiment, but often it comes out of the group. And we also change space holders or the experiment bringers.
Catherine, can you give one or two examples of a question for context that might help Anna deliver that question?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Wait, I have to look here. Well, a question for context was, like last time, I wanted to work with stories. And so the question was, so what are your feelings? And tell me about one story you made this week and you lived by it. It can be a story that helped you or a story that didn't help you, but one big story you made this week or last week. And we went into a different experiment afterwards, but the story context was there. So we worked about story.
Great. Thank you. Vera?
You're muted. Yes. In the possibility team in Brazil, for example, I noticed that what we explored was not always going into the shadow. So what I hear also in you, Anna, is that there's this, there might be a tendency, I don't know if it's true, but there could be a tendency to dig out the stuff, to dig out the really dangerous questions. And so my possibility would be to balance, to not always go to the underworld and to balance with also possibilities or their upper world or their potential or their gifts, so that it's not, that it's, that they can have both, the test of both worlds, that it's, yes, it can, it's a dangerous place. And it's to also go to the upper world. But one of the practices that we did in Brazil was, for example, in groups of three, we had a session about ancestors. And in groups of three, one person was the client, and they would say, you know, you're the lineage from the ancestors of my mother, and you are the lineage, the ancestors of my father. And they would speak about with the authentic question. So the person, the client, had an authentic question, and the both people would speak, I think at the same time, or maybe not at the same time, I don't remember this part. And they would speak from the lineage. So what do you need to hear? What do your ancestors want you to know? And about them, or about their potential, or about the question that they have. So it is still personal, but it's also not washing the dirty laundry.
I have more of an experiment for you, Anna, to have this scan of, it seems to me that you might be a good scanner for the underworld. You know, you get people's underworld. And maybe you've been blocking your scanner for the upper world, for the potential. And so I remember when I had kind of a similar thing, we would go into cafes with Clinton and I would scan both people's underworld and then bright world, and to keep scanning both, and where is the underworld blocking the upper world? And of course people could feel that I was scanning them, so they would be looking around and like, you know, the field would be different for them. And that was a really, it was a really great experiment to really for me to get the whole picture, to get the whole picture of what they are. And I gave that experiment in the lab for a woman who would only scan the upper world. You know, she lived in the upper world and she was missing the value of scanning for the underworld. And it seems like something is going on in your department. Would you say what's up?
You're so dark.
I feel very touched from the ideas, and I feel like I'm not really sure if I really have an upper world, because I'm feeling I'm just trying to get through the underworld. So I think that's right. I don't really. I can't really see it. Maybe.
Are you ready for an experiment? Okay. Yeah. This is it, the team. We will scan Anna's upper world, bright world, and please give Anna feedback about her bright world.
Wait. World. Before we do it, Anna, can you turn on lights in your room?
I actually really don't know where I could try.
You're both muted, Vera and Clinton, if you're trying to say something.
Or go to another room that for a couple of minutes where you can have light on your face.
Yeah.
Even if you can't turn on the light because of Gwendolyn being asleep.
Maybe this works if I'm next to the window. Is that light enough for the moment?
Much better.
Yeah. Would you turn all the way so the whole light comes onto your face? Would you turn?
You face the window.
Yeah, you face the window.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Whoever needs to speak, just speak.
There's a way that you care about people at a very high level. You have a detector for their brightness. It used to be a fantasy world for you, but you've changed it from that into a true sensor of people's dignity, and you have a high respect for people automatically. Just you have that respect, far more respect than I do, for example. It's a really a bright world quality that you have.
There is a special quality in you about being clear and being able to say and articulate it in a very clear way, you know, and also a way that you can, in a conversation, like really land something that really shifts the conversation, you know, and I've had that with you a few times, and it's always like, wow. And There is a special clarity in you. Yeah.
And with this clarity, you open spaces and you hold spaces for people to, they are safe. Not the people, but the places are safe, and the people feel safe as long as they are in this space. And they can open up in a different way.
And in your upper world, you know, you're very committed. You keep showing up. You keep showing up and putting yourself, you know, there's this part of you that's freaking out that there's, oh, I maybe can't do it, and you're still here. And in two weeks ago in the trainer path call, it was you and me and Natalia, and we did this experiment. And at the end of it, you decided, okay, this was so dangerous, and I want to know more about it, I'm going to create, you know, a 1 week experiment with you, so that you initiate things that, so your commitment to transformation and your commitment to expansion is so visible. You show up, you're really committed. You're a determination for what else is possible besides what I know. It's really obvious for me.
And you are a space I don't know if you know that. It seems like you don't, about how much you are a space for love to come through and to hold space for love. And if you want an example, is the way you hold space for Gwendolyn. Mm. It is so just full of love. And it is the same way that you hold space for adult. It is the same. It is the same experience that Gwendolyn has, that I have, and that other people have when you are next to them and holding space and being there. It's total pure love.
And I think this is the reason, the true reason behind your original wish to be a circus performer, was because you just, you want people to be happy and inspired and full of life and joy. And that was your original purpose, was to bring that to them in the circus performing.
And when you hold spaces, there it's like holes in those spaces that let trickle possibilities into this space. They come like it's a space with holes in it, and the possibilities seep through the holes, and they are all in the space.
And I want to say that even in these moments, or when you are sad, or when it's difficult, or when you are in the middle of a, you know, going into your shadow or whatever, there is this warmth that never leaves the space. I actually feel physically warm, even, you know, online.
And whatever you do is paired with grace and beauty and elegance. It's shining through you, through your every motion.
And there is a humor that is not gremlin.
Okay. Thank you, Anna, for letting us see you, the whole picture.
Thank you.
Thank you for, that would be the end of this call. Martin, do you want to add something?
One last thing, just make it as an experiment on your team, what you just got.
Mm-hmm. Great. Let's see. That's it. I feel glad that Maciek, you came and we could meet you, and you could also meet us and all our dimensions. And I feel, this is a personal ending. I feel glad because being here in this physical space, I am less online, and I was feeling fear of losing touch with all of you. And I feel, again, it's not a feeling, I experience being woven with you. At even deeper level than if we don't talk for a couple of weeks, we come here and then we can do this work together. So thank you for being there and kicking ass and having fun and inventing and discovering and becoming what you are. Vera.
I made an open document on the Trainer Path Google Drive with Anna's question and all the possibilities. So I was a scribe, and I called it Q&P, question and possibility, so that when we continue, you can use that same document.
Great. Would you post it on the WhatsApp group?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. I'll see you next week, Wednesday, 8:00 Germany time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.
Bye, Joe.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.